briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. And magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. So thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about some new research coming forth on liver herbs to help your liver function really well. Also, we didn't get to touch on the tetanus topic the last time we were here. So we're going to try that. I get that in, fit that in a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting the nation up. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face because, you know, on a daily basis, everything seems to be, you know, a struggle, a challenge. So we turn to the scripture for comfort and reinforcement, you know, to give us all hope. Actually, today's spiritual topic is on hope. We're in Romans 8, and we're in Romans 8, section 24 and 25. It says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what is a man seeth, what does he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." Oh, yeah, we're waiting for it. We're waiting for the Lord to return. And, you know, mind the time, it grows short. If you don't know the Lord, this is time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, let's see. First up with the quacker, going to be touching on milk thistle for the first part of the show. And actually, the National Library of Medicine has a little report. They are putting out there that milk thistle is amazing. They're saying it promotes liver health. Mm-hmm. They say it protects you from fatty livers. The non-alcoholic type is what they're saying, but I think it just protects your livers all the way around, whether it's alcohol or not. So we're going to get into a little bit more, first part of the show, into what they've discovered, some other scientific research, what they're saying about milk thistle. Moving along on the quacker, acetaminophen. Oh, goodness. This is out of Ohio State University. Researchers there did some research on the painkiller. Their findings did get published in the Journal of Social, Cognitive, and Affective Neuroscience. And they said it turns out that when you take a Tylenol product, it decreases your empathy. It makes people more emotional, less uncaring, apathetic. So it's an interesting research topic. I always say it's not good for your organs. The filtering organs do take a hit when you use that stuff, but now it affects neurotransmitters apparently. All right. Last but not least in the quack report, millennials are ditching their doctors, according to this report. They're getting rid of their primary care physicians, according to a survey that Kaiser Family Foundation put out there. Wow. Experts are blaming a trend on millennials being impatient. That's right. They think that, you know, millennials think that if they are sick and they have to go to the doctor, they don't like to wait for an appointment. Well, get used to it. Get used to disappointment if you want, you know, free health care for everyone. There is a waiting list. Let's see, Dr. Niket Sonpal, he's an assistant professor at Touro College of Osteopathic Medicine. He says that when we feel well, we don't want to go see doctors. And millennials obviously don't see a doctor at all, and they're missing out also on what you call the annual checkup. So millennials aren't going, get this, to get vaccines. They're not going for digestive health screenings. They're not going for blood pressure screenings. They're not going for eye exams or mental health screenings. They're just not going. I'll tell you what they're doing. They're vaping, and they're using cannabis oil, the CBD oil, and clean lifestyles. That's what they're doing. Because I have three millennials as kids, and they tell me what's the trend out there, and that just pretty much confirms it. So, yeah, that gives you a sneak peek. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Frank, are you pushing the wrong buttons? I won't be able to check the Discord for you, sweetheart, till I'm done here. Okay. I did see a pop-up, but I can't go and check that program right now. I'm busy. I'm doing a show. Uh-huh. I can multitask with the best of them, but right now my radio audience needs my attention. All right, we're going to talk about liver herbs. All right, more people are looking for common sense answers, to heal their bodies. you know, of all kinds of conditions rather than using the toxic chemicals that are in drugs. So disease management through drug treatments, fast becoming a thing of the past as more cultures and, of course, millennials are, you know, guess what they're doing? They're bringing back the old ways of sustaining health. They're taking back that power, and I am so happy to hear this. So many are actually waking up, and they're utilizing herbs like milk thistle to protect them from a variety of diseases. So this herbs actually does support your liver, which the liver regulates a lot of processes in the body. So we're going to take a look at some of the recent research science is discovering on herbs, which, you know, support and protect your health. But this is really a precious herbal moment, if I can say it. I'm just like on cloud nine when I read these reports. So milk thistle is, you know, nature's antioxidant herb. It has the silymarin antioxidant in it, and it's an antioxidant that protects the liver cells from free radical damage. So the silymarin is this concentrated antioxidant. It's about 65 to 85% in this plant. And it's more powerful than vitamin E. So milk thistle is also really high in chromium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, selenium, and zinc. And these nutrients help your body to fight off destructive enzymes like leukotrienes and prostaglandins that would, you know, just really make you sick. So the overall benefits that milk thistle offers for the human body are regenerative effects of the liver, antioxidant protection, antiviral protection like hepatitis, anti-inflammatory action. It relieves stress, especially off your gallbladder, and improves breastfeeding. So it boosts milk production for mothers by about 64% minimum. Helps the liver protect us from toxins, as well as helps the body resist cancer and other types of liver disease. And it helps protect the body from poisons, whether it's food poisons, you know, venom from reptiles or insects and things like that. So the nutrition in milk thistle can actually assist in liver cell regeneration. So it is 14.3% protein, and it helps increase the rate in which liver cells are produced. So replacement of the liver cells is pretty quickly happening when you use your milk thistle there. So milk thistle is very good for a lot of inflammatory and skin conditions as well. I would say this herb is excellent for prevention of illness. If you're looking for a prevention type herb, this is it. All right, we're going to look at a little bit of history and a little bit of research, because in the 17th century, a British herbalist, Nicholas Culpepper, used milk thistle, and he wrote about it. He used it for jaundice and other liver diseases. And then in the first century, the Roman physician, Pitney, he published writings about how amazing milk thistle was at helping the body carry off bile from the gallbladder, also aiding both the liver and the gallbladder in their functions. Now, homeopaths have also used small amounts of milk thistle for things like liver disorders, gallstones, varicose veins. But in 2017, the U.S. National Library of Medicine and National Institute of Health conducted some research on milk thistle as a prevention for dementia. So what science was looking to prove is that the isolated silymarin in your milk thistle could be made into a drug to treat Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Now, science discovered that, you know, there's lots of ancient cultures that used milk thistle to treat neurological conditions over 2,000 years ago. And they found that milk thistle reduced inflammation in your brain, and which can be associated with neurodegeneration of the brain. So the researchers on this study wrote this, quote, "Milk thistle is readily available, has a comparative low cost, is safe, offering promising outcomes, and additionally, this compound, silymarin, is potent, offering immense clinical benefit as a prescribed drug." So, of course, you know, you don't need to wait for them to prescribe it. You just go get you some milk thistle, see? And then guess what else they've discovered? They discovered milk thistle helps your bones. Absolutely. In 2013, again, the National Library of Medicine Institute of Health reported that milk thistle helps keep hormones like estrogen balanced so that you don't get osteoporosis and bone fractures. That's right. So always remember, you know, that your Creator gave every person the right to use herbs for healing, and it is really not the pharmaceutical industry that should control and restrict access to these herbs like what they're trying to do in other countries like European Union. So be aware of that. Well, let's talk about nursing moms for just a minute, because in December 2008, PubMed reported on a study that when women use milk thistle for about 60 days, they improve their breast milk production by 64 to 86% with no side effects. So the researchers said this was an antioxidant in the herb, silymarin, that did this, and here's what they concluded. Quote, silymarin is considered safe and effective substances in milk thistle that can be orally taken to improve milk production in lactating mothers after delivery without negatively affecting milk quality. End of quote. There you go. So, if you've had that problem where, you're not making enough milk, obviously there's an herb out there that can help you, and it's called milk thistle. Now, they also found out milk thistle helps your skin. Right? We have about 85% of Americans suffering from skin problems, and 50 million are suffering from acne. And so chronic skin inflammation is affecting more people, and although not typically life-threatening, acne is not life-threatening, but it is a serious health problem. It affects a person's self-esteem. So the problem is really an internal one if you got acne, yet most treatments tend to be topical or maybe internal toxic drugs, but they can have negative and sometimes long-lasting side effects. If you get is it tetracycline? It can turn your teeth gray. I think that's what they used to prescribe for acne. Now, in December 2012, science actually turned to this anti-inflammatory antioxidant action in milk thistle for skin ailments, and the results varied slightly, but roughly after 8 weeks of using milk thistle, the skin health improved between 35 to 71%. Yeah. Well, antioxidants get rid of a lot of toxins and free radicals, which, a lot of times those toxins come out through the skin. So, well, let's talk about type 2 diabetes for a second. Yep, research in 2014 said milk thistle had a medicinal history over 2,000 years for treating various illnesses, including blood sugar. So they broke down the flavonoid compounds in the plant, and they wanted to address blood sugar problems. And those with low blood sugar, they said you may want to use caution using milk thistle, but here's what they reported, quote, our research demonstrates desirable and promising patterns with positive effects for the therapeutic potential of milk thistle in the management of diabetes and its complications, end of quote. So, but, if you're like me, you're not into just looking at, management, disease management. You want, you want a wellness. You want a cure going on. And which brings me to this German study. German researchers were able to identify three liver protective compounds in milk thistle in 1968. The compounds they lumped together into the silymarin antioxidant category. So they were asking, how do the compounds in milk thistle work? Well, they tend to bind to receptors on your liver cell membranes and block toxins from entering and bothering your liver. And you may recognize this function by the name antioxidant. That's what antioxidants do. So the silymarin goes the extra mile by helping the liver repair itself while stimulating your immune system. And what scientists are finding out is that milk thistle can be, used while you're even if you have the worst liver disease, you can use it, and it's safe and it's effective. So this Germany Commission, which is kind of essentially the same as our FDA, evaluated herbs for liver function, and they approved the milk thistle extract to be used for all liver conditions. And under the studies for hepatitis, several European researchers also found that patients who used milk thistle recovered very quickly. One Italian study, 20 hepatitis patients, some were given milk thistle, some a placebo, and they found that the patients taking the milk thistle regained normal liver function. Europeans also found that those who accidentally eat poisonous mushrooms, they have a 95% survival rate if they use milk thistle, protect the liver from that toxic, that poison, see. And the silymarin in milk thistle is able to block that poison from entering the liver and killing the organ. And one Scandinavian study also, they had 97 alcoholics with liver damage, but not to the point of them having cirrhosis yet. Half were given milk thistle for about 4 weeks, the other half a placebo. The ones that took the milk thistle showed significant improvement in their liver enzymes, indicating their liver was healing. Yeah. And you gotta watch your medications, because a lot of times drugs can damage liver. Consuming alcohol isn't the only way you can damage your liver. Large, long-term doses of over-the-counter and even prescribed medications. So acetaminophen, which was in the Quack report, that can damage your liver, as we mentioned. So there was an animal study, and they used milk thistle. It was given to protect the livers of the lab animals, and then they were given large doses of acetaminophen. So those that had the milk thistle, it prevented their liver from being damaged. And in another study, the milk thistle protect them from liver damage when they took antibiotics, or if they gave them antidepressants, or even antipsychotic medications. So milk thistle is the bomb if you want to protect your liver. Now, if you're working around a lot of industrial chemicals, research was documented that silymarin, the milk thistle antioxidant, minimizes the damage to your liver when you're exposed to long-term exposure of these industrial chemicals. So workers who suffer liver damage when they work around chemicals like toluene or xylene, if they take 2 to 4 teaspoons of milk thistle extract 3 times a day for at least a month, they had substantial reductions in their elevated liver enzymes. So liver enzymes, when they get elevated on your blood work, indicate the liver is under duress and it's being damaged. Okay? So that's why if you're on a drug and your doctor wants you to come in every 2 or 3 months to get blood work done to check your liver enzymes, that's what he's looking for, to make sure the drug's not killing your liver. And if you get elevated liver enzymes, he wants to take you off that drug. Problem is, by the time he sees those enzymes elevated, the damage has already started. Well, let's just look at our little overview for a second. So this is kind of a brief introduction to the benefits of just one herb, which, you know, can provide benefits for liver health, and that can transcend into other metabolic systems and protect you. Often herbalists will combine some herbs with milk thistle for other health benefits, or even to magnify the action of the herb. So you look at what your scientific medicine is really discovering here, and just a few of the health benefits that are coming out of this one herb, milk thistle. So when more people trust the healing power God has placed in medicinal herbs, fewer people will need to take prescription drugs. And this is a threat to the drug companies, which is why they've implanted this harmonization codex code now happening in the European Union. So it is really being promoted as a safeguard to people's health, to standardize all the foods, beverages, supplements, and drugs, when in fact it really is regulating the availability of a lot of your herb medicines into more of a restricted market segment. And that threatens to eliminate certain herbs from domestic use. And that's what the European Union is having trouble with right now. Don't let that happen to you. Always stand up for your health freedoms, because God gave you those herbs, not just to a few people. He gave them to everybody. So you want to stand up for that, because I get calls from people in the European Union. I'd love to ship my products to you, but your country doesn't let them in. There are a few, I think it's Australia, New Zealand, and the UK. They allow a certain amount in privately, you know, mail directly to the end user, for use, but it's, you know, under a certain amount. You can't go over that amount. So, those people just have been stripped of their herbs that do any kind of organ cleansing over there. Absolutely. All right, let's look at, where you can get some professional strength milk thistle. So the processing of herbs actually can influence the potency in your products. So herbs are sensitive to heat and light, so exposing herbs to heat after you harvest them will lower the medicinal potency of the plant. Now, Apothecary Herbs is very careful to process the herbs with a natural aging process for about 30 days and then cold press the herbs to preserve the nutrients and the potency. So no heat, okay? Nothing there. All the alkaloids are left intact. All the buffer alkaloids are there. All the enzymes, amino acids, everything in the plant, protein, whatever. So actually, Apothecary Herbs is being known as the home of the game changer formulas, because once people try their formulas, they see how different they are and how much power they have. So, you know, you get what you pay for, basically, in life, and that's true in this case, too. So if you're interested in, you know, learning how powerful you can be with a professional strength herbal formulation, then call Apothecary Herbs for their professional strength milk thistle tincture. They have that. They have it in several sizes. Also, they have the dandelion root formula. So if there's a thing about liver cancer you're worried about, Windsor Medical University in 2012, discovered by accident, dandelion root kills all known cancer cells. Mm. So you pair the dandelion up with your milk thistle, and guess what? Wham, bam! You know, it's like the dynamic duo of anti-cancer action there. So check that out. And God did that. God did that. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. But the folks at Apothecary Herbs can set you up with a professional-grade product to utilize with instructions. The number to call, it's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. The website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. That's right. Let's get it done right the first time. And, you know, if you're on the website now, click on Books and Newsletters and sign up for their free online newsletters that go out by email each week. And be empowered with natural health information each and every week. Not going to get it anywhere else. This stuff is going to empower you with tools and information. Because you know how it is with tools. If you don't have the right instructions to use the tools, it's like a kite with no wind. You got to have those two things together, right? So, you know, if you want to be educated, folks at Apothecary Herbs are going to do that, and it comes with the product line. So there you go. I got to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Said you wanna walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kinda like to be alone. Some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you wanna do. Silly and found the frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, this frog's for you. And she said,
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The
ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Talking about tetanus. Yeah, tetanus. You probably know about it from your DPT, your, you know, tetanus, pertussis, whooping cough shot, you know, the combination shot they usually give kids. Anyway, we're going to talk about tetanus because a lot of people don't know what's going on with that particular vaccine. Because from time to time, you know, people call me about, you know, is a tetanus shot okay? Well, we've been taught since childhood that tetanus is something frightening and we need to get a tetanus vaccine for protection. Now, if you listened to the show this earlier this week, you found out a scientist telling us if you get a vaccine, It's not going to produce an antibody because antibodies are only produced by your immune system because they're temperature specific, and only when your fever is 101.3 does that start to happen. So getting a tetanus shot, you're not going to get an antibody for protecting you from tetanus. And science has said that. I'm just delivering the message on the research, so don't get all upset. I'm just out there telling you what I'm researching. Now, as children, we're taught to get that tetanus shot, you know, because we don't want to get lockjaw. And, you know, children get all kinds of scary things in their heads when they hear this thing, you know, lockjaw, what the heck's that? We are also told to get a tetanus booster shot every 20 years, but now it has been changed to every 10 years. So this is why your middle and high school kids are being told to get a tetanus booster. Now, the CDC is reporting that between 2001 and 2008, there's about 233 tetanus cases in the United States. And they reported the majority rate, or the mortality rate, excuse me, from tetanus is 0.10 per 1 million people. So not a whole lot of people dying from tetanus. Currently in the U.S., 82% of the kids do get their tetanus vaccine, and according to rightdiagnosis.com, what the CDC does not report is that there are about 40 cases of tetanus per year caused by the tetanus vaccine, but it is considered rare. All right, so that's just what gets reported, right? What about the stuff that don't get reported? Probably tenfold. Okay, so health authorities in Europe, they rate tetanus as now a rare disease. And the WHO reports that countries like Africa and Southeast Asia have the most cases of deaths from tetanus, about 82,000 to 84,000. And a large segment of the population does not know anything about tetanus except what their doctor or pediatrician may be telling them while recommending a tetanus shot. So we're going to find out. What is this bacteria called tetanus, and how can we protect ourselves? Well, tetanus is a bacterium, and it's called Clostridium tetani, and it usually enters the body through a cut or a puncture or a trauma wound. And tetanus bacteria is in the soil and is very, very common for people to contract tetanus when, you know, the mode of transportation was, you know, horse-drawn carriages, animal feces was in the road, people maybe not have been wearing shoes, and walking around barefooted and that kind of thing, very risky, as tetanus bacteria would be also there from the animal feces. So when the bacteria enters the body, the spores grow, producing a toxin. And the toxin then affects the nerves, which control the motor neurons in your muscles. And tetanus is not contagious, and there are some complications that occur when you get you contract tetanus. You can have severe muscle spasms, and they have been known to even break bones. That's severe. So if your bones are especially weak, you could have bone breakage from the spasms. Blood clots, pulmonary embolisms in the lung, and death in severe cases where the spasms interfere with the pulmonary breathing part of your body. So what would be some of the symptoms? So if you were to contract tetanus infection, it usually occurs about 10 days after an injury where the bacteria entered your body. Okay? So let's say, you know, you punctured your foot, you stepped on a nail, and then you walked outside and you stepped in, I don't know, grass and mud, and there may have been, you know, some animal feces in there, and then it entered your puncture wound there. So you might have muscle spasms, stiff jaw muscles, that's where lockjaw comes from, difficulty swallowing, stiff muscles, major sign, especially your abdomen muscles if they get stiff, body spasms, like triggered by a stimulus like light or sound or even touch can give you a muscle spasm. Fever, sweating, high blood pressure, and a rapid heartbeat are all symptoms of tetanus. Well, let's look at the vaccine, because the public, especially parents of young kids, are told that tetanus is a killer bacterium. Certainly, it is a bacterium that can produce some risk, but it's not as prevalent today as it once was, and it is not absolute that, you know, you're going to contract tetanus and you're going to die from it. So the statistics show that you have the odds in your favor of surviving tetanus by 82%. So what we are told is that the victims of tetanus bacteria are usually, you know, these poor people, and in most cases they're malnourished, and they work, and all that works against them. They probably don't have herbal medicines to help them through it and stuff like that. Now their health and hygiene, typically in those areas of the country, are very low standards and more vulnerable to this bacteria type of infection. Now, if you're taking the vaccine, you are injecting the tetanus bacteria right into your bloodstream. No antibodies being made at all. And we're not told of the cases in which, you know, the vaccinated contract the tetanus later after the vaccine's given. And it doesn't really protect them from tetanus then, does it? Now, in 1988, there was this sero survey in which older children, 10 to 16, already vaccinated with tetanus vaccine, were tested and found they had no protective antibodies whatsoever. In 1979, there was another study that a sample of 1,900 students, 20 years of age, 386 were found not to be vaccinated with tetanus. So doing the math, we find that 200 million Americans, and roughly 60%, did not have tetanus protection and did not contract or die from tetanus either. So you have 260 times greater chance of dying from tuberculosis. And modern medicine does not think healthy individuals and the human immune system actually is capable of protecting you from tetanus. Now, according to science, the tetanus vaccine contains a weak form of the bacteria, the tetanus bacteria. It's attenuated bacteria. It's no live spores, in other words, which would be the reason for the immune system not really making an antibody. It doesn't see it as a threat. Now, it is completely insane, really, to inject this kind of stuff into your body and expect some form of protection, really. Another fact is that it would take a healthy immune system 7 to 14 days after exposure to tetanus bacteria to produce an antibody. So getting a tetanus shot, not going to really have any effect. Now, here's what Dr. Vera Schreierbeiner, vaccine researcher, says, quote, "There are only 12 cases of tetanus on average per year in Australia, and half of them occur in fully vaccinated people," end of quote. Well, what would be some of the side effects? Well, if we look at some of the side effects of the tetanus vaccine, we find it produces some of the symptoms the live bacteria would bring about, okay? Fever, joint pain, muscle aches, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, tiredness, ill feeling, lightheadedness, pain, swelling, redness at the injection site, seizure, coma, brain damage, severe allergic reactions, nerve damage and pain, swollen lymph nodes, headache, digestive problems and diarrhea, anaphylactic shock, and Guillain-Barré syndrome and death from the vaccine. Now, surely, you see that the vaccine offers a greater risk than just contracting regular tetanus the old-fashioned way. Let's look at some of the ingredients. People are beginning to wonder, hey, what's inside that vaccine vial besides that limited amount of weak, attenuated, dead bacteria with no spores? Well, what sources do they use now to culture such a bacteria? Well, they use a variety of tissue sources. Let's find out what is in your tetanus vaccine. They have African green monkey vero cells. They have aluminum adjuvants. They have a cow products from bovine, cocker spaniel cells, formaldehyde. They use it as a stabilizer. Human fetal lung tissue cells, insect body parts, mouse brains, inactivated tetanus toxin, more formaldehyde, thermosol mercury, sodium phosphate, sodium chloride, and water. Okay, let's put all those ingredients on a dinner plate, put it in front of you. You're going to eat that? If you wouldn't eat it, why would you let them inject that right into your blood system? See, life is in the blood. And when you inject that crap into your blood system, you're going to do damage. So the DNA transfer from vaccines like this is significant. So no wonder children are really not doing well and having lower IQ, about 70 points compared to the 1940s, 70 points lower. And we're told by science that the human, animal, and the insect DNA is necessary to improve antigen expression. So that now that you're using tetanus vaccines like tetanus to treat even cancerous tumors. Here's a quote from Dr. Maurice Straun and Dr. Philip Anker, Department of Plant Physiology, University of Geneva. They say this: biological substances entering directly into the bloodstream could become part of the human genetic structure. Okay. So ask anybody, do you mind if we inject this African green monkey cell, insect parts, mouse brain cells, cow cells, cocker spaniel cells to mix with your own DNA? Do you mind if we do that? And by the way, it's going to protect you from tetanus. I would think people would step back, say, no, don't touch me with that. Now, what else could be lurking in the tetanus vaccine? Aside from finding tetanus bacteria, and maybe, you know, if you'll find it if you dig around in the soil, you'll find tetanus in your soil and animal feces. But you know what? You know where else you're going to find tetanus right now? Frank, take a guess. Where are you going to find tetanus right now? He's thinking. I'll tell you. You can take your clothes off, and they would find tetanus on your clothes. Oh, he says the cat box. Yeah, probably, if you got cats. But if you took your clothes to be analyzed, they would find tetanus on your clothes. They would find it in your house dust. They would also find it on your urban streets, as well as inside the human gut, and also, get this, in hospital operating rooms, all test positive for tetanus spores. So where we get into trouble with tetanus is we don't adequately clean and treat the wound to prevent the spores from entering. Okay? That's the problemo. All right, so here is a quote from Dr. George Dick, professor of pathology, London University. He says, 40 to 50% of tetanus results from wounds which were considered so trivial that medical attention or minimal wound cleaning was not sought. In as many as one-third of the cases, the bacteria entered through a scratch or an insect bite. And this can lead to tetanus, but not for unvaccinated children or adults. Now, did you catch that part? That's for if you were vaccinated. But if you were unvaccinated, your risk is lower. So the good doctor knows something about natural immunity and vaccines compared to vaccines. So the old adage, children allowed to go, play in the dirt, develop a natural immunity to the bacteria, applies. So healthy children and adults also have strong immune systems. Actually, according to Dr. Trevor Willis, the natural immunity is actually passed down. But by World War I, the immune system was able to isolate the bacteria. So out of 520,000 soldiers that got wounded in World War I, only 70 developed tetanus. Interesting, huh? Here is a quote from Hillary Butler, a vaccine researcher who says, I personally know of only two people who contracted tetanus, and both were middle-aged drinkers and smokers with poor diets. Well, you know, I prefer to boost the immune system function, use, you know, cleansing herbs and a lot of super nutrition for, you know, problems like tetanus. Actually, it's been scientifically proven that vitamin A and C do wonders for, you know, protecting us from a lot of these diseases. So with regard to tetanus, you know, clean the wound really good, get some hydrogen peroxide in there, maybe colloidal silver as well, and put a layer of garlic juice on it and maybe some liquid stitches, and you can find all that at the powerherbs.com website. That would help, you know, cleanse the wound and help it heal over fast. Immune-boosting herbs like echinacea and astragalus root are very good to help your immune system just in case anything slips by. And then if you're worried about the old lockjaw problem, the herb lobelia gets rid of lockjaw. Did you know that, Frank? Yeah, oh, coconut oil. Yeah, Frank says coconut oil is good for great for wounds, too. Absolutely. So, but, you know, if you're worried about lockjaw, lobelia works really good. It relaxes the spasm. It's an antispasmodic herb. So lobelia is one of those great herbs. So if you're looking for a lobelia in a liquid, because if you use it in a liquid, it's just more powerful, has stronger, more strength, but you have to age it in two catalysts. And the only company that I know that does that is Apothecary Herbs. So if you want it in a liquid, they also have a liquid stitches there, help wounds heal up like in a day and a half. No scar. It's totally cool. So the powerherbs.com, if you want to give them a call, get a catalog from them. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. The powerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. All right. We got a few minutes. Oh, by the way, Frank, we're working on a new program, some special promotion. Folks at Apothecary Herbs are working. You know what we're going to do? Frank is saying that the folks in the District of Criminals, lockjaw would be a preferable option. Cute, Frank. No, but the folks at Apothecary Herbs are going to bring back, they're working on bringing back the herbal detective. Remember the herbal detective? We had that, back in 2014, I think? Anyway, it's going to be some special deal coming up, so look for that real soon, maybe coming up real soon, early February. So the herbal detective is back. Yes, it's on the case. Going to be fun stuff. We got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about DNA a little bit. A lot of people say, you know, science, the DNA, the CRISPR, the editing device and stuff. People think, I'm powerless over my DNA. It's what I inherited. Oh, no. You are not powerless. You have the ability to change your DNA in 6 days. That's right. And you can actually help your DNA repair on a cellular level and regenerate it. So how fast your cells repair and get replaced is really an indicator of your overall health. So people with cancer have a very slow regeneration rate compared to healthier people. So scientific studies have actually suggested that it could be due, you know, low regeneration is due to nutritional deficiency. So and cancer patients tend to be real low in minerals. Now, a big killer to cell regeneration is stress. So people experiencing a lot of high stress that's consistent, they age faster. They're more prone to disease. Now, there was this random study that they took tissue samples from people, and they found that 7 to 10% of the group showed they had DNA damage. DNA damage is really described as broken strands of DNA. So damaged DNA can lead to mutations, can interfere with cell communication, can interfere with your hormones, your neurotransmitters, and other metabolic activity. So we're going to take a look at how you can help your DNA, help it regenerate, help yourself avoid premature death and aging and illness as much as possible. All right, so they're really no surprise. Some of the drugs that really just destroy your DNA are chemotherapy drugs and radiation treatments. They tend to be prescribed for people with cancer. And, you know, they get quite high doses of this. Research organization did find that there is a class also of antibiotics that damage your DNA called fluoroquinolones, like Cipro, Avalox, Moxifloxacin, things like that. Those are the higher concentration, you know, antibiotics. But and you probably say, well, how does the antibiotic damage the DNA? Well, it tends to disrupt the instructions the DNA functions with and then damages the mitochondria in your cells. In other words, antibiotics can cause oxidative stress on your cells. It can cause a lot of inflammation and actually starve your cells from getting nutrition. So antibiotics can actually remove a lot of magnesium from your cells, which the cells need to, in order to repair with. So antibiotics are just, you know, really prescribed too frequently. You know, if you got sinus infections, urinary tract infections, bladder infections, for those type of conditions, you got some major destruction going on with your DNA. And if you get enough deficiency in magnesium with repeated use of these types of drugs, and you're also using a lot of processed salt that doesn't have any magnesium left in it, typically your electrolytes are off balance as well. And your iron is off. So it's a kind of a, you know, domino effect of getting disruptive results. You can get things like autoimmune disease, vision problems, even go blind, as well as peripheral neuropathy, the numbness and tingling in your extremities, even aortic aneurysms or heart clots. Here's a quote from FQ Research Organization. They say the data obtained in the study suggests Cipro antibiotics induce DNA damage related to oxidative stress and should be considered for further research for the damage on the central nervous system and also causing toxicity. Well, I should have tested that before you put it on the market, right? Right. Absolutely. I know I'm running out of time. So, you can help your cells repair by really replacing a lot of your minerals. Nutrition is key to DNA repair. Vitamin B, zinc, iron, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin A and C, some natural enzymes and antioxidants. You have lots of that in your organic plants and medicinal herbs. You can remove a lot of inflammation and oxidative stress. Silymarin, the milk thistle, is obviously one of them you can utilize. So ginger root is one of them, a great, great herb to help reverse DNA damage. Chlorella is one. Nutritional yeast that's on beetroot, another one to give you natural Bs. A lot of the stuff you'll find at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have many of these herbal formulas that'll help you repair your DNA damage. So give them a call at 866-229-3663 and see how powerful you can be. No white coat can do that for you. And of course, who gets the credit every day all the time? That would be God. So make sure you thank him. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.